The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew chapter 25, verses 5, 6, 10, and 13. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The words of Jesus, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour," are the theme not only of this, the last Sunday of the church year, they're also the theme of the Advent season, which begins next Sunday. Because the message of Advent is that the Son of God, who once came in lowliness as Mary's child, will at the last day come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. But how foolish and deluded are those who try to tell the world when he will come. Of course, this is nothing new. In the epistle read on this day, we hear St. Paul saying to the Christians in Thessalonica about dates and times, "We need not write to you because you know perfectly well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." And when St. Paul says that, he's faithfully echoing the words of Jesus, who says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." I ask you, what could possibly be clearer than these words of him who is both our Savior and our Lord? "Watch, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Words which expose as false prophets anyone who tries to tell you when the Lord Jesus will come again. My beloved teacher, Martin Frontzman, put it this way: Jesus is not concerned about giving his disciples complete information on the course of the world's history. He is planting in his disciples a hope which will enable them to live lives of holiness and godliness in the world's last days. The center of gravity in Jesus' words is assurance and warning. He assures the disciples that God, in his kindly providence, will set a limit to the agonies and confusions of these last days. And he warns them against the deceptive babble of false prophets who will proclaim false and plausible Christ and will mislead desperate people into seeking Christ somewhere, anywhere, except where he's promised to be, in his holy word and in the sacraments. Jesus fixes the interest and hope of the disciples not on what is to come, but on who is to come. Not on what is to come, but on who is to come. The parable Jesus tells is both a word of hope and joy, and it's also a word of warning, and both in view of the ever nearer end of all things. Jesus, in fact, tells this parable toward the end of his earthly life. He'd entered Jerusalem in lowliness, riding on a donkey, yet acclaimed as great David's greater son, by the crowds who went out with palms and songs to greet him. To Jerusalem and its leaders, he issues his final call to repentance. And with the end of his earthly life clearly in view, he speaks of the coming end of Jerusalem, of the judgment that will come upon that city because of its rejection of the Prince of Peace. And he speaks at the same time of the end of the world, which for those who love and trust in him will be no final end, but his coming again as the heavenly bridegroom to claim his bride, the church, and take her to the heavenly feast of love and joy with all the holy angels and with his saints in light. All through Holy Scripture, we find this wonderful image, this vivid and compelling picture of Christ as the heavenly bridegroom and of the church as his beloved bride. And so this parable of the coming of the bridegroom in the middle of the night is a word of hope and joy, echoed in the very last book of Holy Scripture, that strange and wonderful book of the Revelation to St. John, in which St. John records his vision of the coming joy. John writes, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." But this parable isn't only a word of hope, it's also a word of warning. For when the coming of the bridegroom is announced, the five foolish virgins discover that they have no oil for their lamps to light their way to the marriage feast. They discover that they can't borrow any from the five wise virgins. And so while they go to buy oil, the bridegroom comes, and the virgins who are ready go in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the others came saying, "Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Truly I say to you, I never knew you," and the door was shut. End of story, end of hope. So how is it with you, with me? Will that door be shut against you, against me? Are we ready to meet Christ, who will surely come to be our judge at the end of life, at the end of the world? To be sure, we are those who gather here Lord's Day after Lord's Day, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. The 10 virgins in the parable were not isolated individuals. Together they were waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, and you and I wait, not as isolated individuals, but as the waiting and hoping church. But though we do indeed wait and hope together, nobody else can be ready for you. Nobody else can be ready for me. And so we need to take to heart the words of St. Paul in the epistle read on this day when he says this: let us put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Faith and hope and love. Let us put on the breastplate of faith, the faith of repentant sinners who, knowing our own spiritual bankruptcy, trust only in Christ, in what Christ did for us on Calvary's cross, a faith which cannot but bring forth the fruit of hope and love. This is what it means to watch. It means to believe and to hope and to love. So come to Christ's altar on this last Sunday of the church year, this Sunday when our thoughts turn to the end of life, the end of the world, which for those who trust in Jesus is no final end, but the beginning of the life eternal and the joy everlasting, the marriage supper of the Lamb, of which this holy sacrament we now receive is the pledge and the foretaste. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen.